Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Christopher Media, let's make some noise. From Asmacore Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now...
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get high?
186.
Hey,
Chris.
I'm Rob.
I'm Aaron.
Michael.
Aaron, why no, that's Big Dick B.
Did you see me jump and you hit the intro?
No.
Because I heard a little bit of noise. We've been having problems with the mic and that... I heard a little bit of buzz, and I went to touch the mic, thinking that it would probably buzz on me and hoping that it wouldn't. And as soon as I touched the mic, you hit the intro.
It explodes at you.
Hey.
Oh, what?
Why did I didn't say, hey, Siri.
It thinks you said, hey, Siri. That happens to me a lot, too.
Oh, hi, Siri.
It says, hey,
oh,
Siri.
Oh, hey, Siri.
As I touch the mic and you have the intro explosive, what? Why did I say I didn't say, hey, Siri? I think
the
that
show.
She says, hey, Siri.
Your phone just blows up.
There goes, oh, that wasn't me. That was on the, oh, that's the mic input.
What's happening?
Uh-oh.
I heard it. But
yeah.
But it didn't go out on me because I was talking the whole time.
Run on borrowed time.
I think maybe I don't even have an extra. Oh, oh no. That was me.
Yeah, it was you.
It was totally. Yeah.
Oh.
Mike's going.
She's still going.
Gone.
Say that as a memo.
Yeah. Memo.
It's just.
You'll get a
your back.
GPS reports.
Yeah.
Well, it's Christmas show. Hey,
hey, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, yeah. This
ho
is the.
Shame.
This is only a few days until
Friday
Christmas.
Before Christmas. You're listening now.
Oh, that means it's time for our shopper's guide, right?
Yes.
For our too late.
Yes. Anything we're recommending, you're going to have to go out and buy retail, because if you want it shipped.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're late.
I mean, if you listen to it on Friday, maybe if you listen early enough, you can get overnight shipping.
Know. Yeah, good luck with that.
No, you have until Monday, right?
Yes.
Oh, they're going to be shipping that whole weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. You, what was it? UPS already put a thing out saying that your package might be late because so many people are doing it. They're so busy.
What's a U package? A U package?
UPS.
Yes.
UPS is what he said.
Oh. What did Brown do for you?
You said U package.
No, I said
I thought
UPS.
It was some new, like, snappy sounding service that they were providing.
Oh, UPS.
UPS. Now I get it.
Ups.
The UPS guy.
Whoa,
guy,
man.
You got it?
Yeah. Come on,
yeah.
Man.
What's happening?
The gift guide.
Oh, the gift. Oh, I thought you said you had it.
I sent it to you.
Oh.
Well,
what up, buddy?
So we can share with the
dude,
class.
We have, right.
We are prepared
you have
this
the
week.
Shareable computer.
All right. From Mashable.com.
Smash.
12 stoner gifts for the cannabis enthusiast.
It's the Black Rock Smell Proof Backpack.
There you go. That's essential.
How do you smell-proof a backpack? It's $150. That's a little steep.
I think it's something in the liner.
Hey, you need to be married to this person if you're spending that amount of money.
Though it does look innocuous enough.
Yeah.
I guess, dude, I have like 4 pounds of weed in here.
Right.
Activated charcoal filter.
Ooh.
But still, I mean, it's good. It's not like a dog couldn't smell that shit.
Hey, here you go. Wait. Double number two. If the backpack is too expensive or just overkill.
The carry-all.
This handy case will do the trick. The smell-proof carry-all.
That's okay, it's a $90 bag.
Yeah.
Okay, kind of see how it works there. Folds over a little bit.
Hey.
And, yeah.
Nuggie Hybrid.
Studio Gremlins.
What's a Nuggie Hybrid?
Oh, that thing's sweet.
Oh.
It made
looks
by
like a big guitar pick.
It's like a Swiss Army knife.
It's a
knife.
Swiss Army knife for your... It's got a roach clip on it. A little knife.
A little coke
little poker.
Spoon.
It does look like a little coke spoon. Oh, wait. For probably wax and shit like that.
Yeah, or scoop and keef out.
Wax.
When you have copious amounts of keef in your keef tray.
Like Big Dick B.
Yeah, Big Dick B over there.
The e-shredder.
What?
What is it? Shred your email?
What? What? It's got a little, like... bugger on top of it, huh?
Yeah, that's the thing.
What is that?
I think that's the actual shredding device.
Could get the job What's done in 3 seconds it? On the go.
It's electric.
It's electron, so it doesn't go online. It's $200 for a grinder. Oh, I see. No, that's two things. That wackadoodle thing on the top there.
Yeah.
You like, that's what whips it up. That's the grinder part. And then you have the...
So those are blades?
Looks like.
I guess. I mean, it just looks like somebody chopped up a paperclip and stuck it into a die.
Right.
But imagine it would do the trick. There's a real grinder.
It's a regular grinder.
$9. What?
Damn.
Where are you getting this? This is Golden Bell four-piece grinder for $9.
From Amazon Prime.
For your herbs and cooking needs.
Oh, yes. Because it's an herb grinder.
Yeah.
Take your headphones off, gentlemen.
I'm a man. I can take it.
Oh, yeah. Your eardrums are bleeding.
Exactly. Check 1, 2.
Chickity check, 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 check. Chickity check, check, check.
You have like a travel mic?
Just pulled one out of my ass.
Studio,
open up my jacket.
I'm an engineer. I always have an extra mic.
No, this was originally Rob's mic, and it started going weird.
Maybe it's me. Maybe I came off.
Oh, that was the. Oh, that's that mic.
Yeah,
and we'll it works again.
It's working now.
We will not.
It
hold
might
our
develop.
Breath.
I think it was doing similar things, some sort of capacitor or something. I don't know.
All right,
I do not know.
So where were we on the list?
Nuggy. Tool.
This was there we go. Golden Bell grinder. This is straight up like a kitchen tool that you buy on Amazon.
Yeah, I was gonna say
it looks
for
pretty decent in
dinner.
Size too, doesn't it?
Like, yeah.
Did you see that?
Looks pretty space age.
It looks larger than your average grinder.
Yeah,
a big, and it's even got a little Keith compartment.
It's essential nowadays.
Do people who grind their own spices actually use something like this? Or you figure they'd be like...
I don't know.
They would have a mortar and pestle
and Bobby Flay
like some sort of
arsenal.
Steampunk glasses on.
Right. I don't know. I always wonder that myself when they say it's for cooking.
Listening to some vintage music on a wax roll. Trying to think of the oldest format.
Phonograph?
For audio. It used to be wax. I don't know if it wasn't a marketable one. That's how they would originally do it. They'd have a little roll of wax. I just like saying wax now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say wax. Roach pin, number 6.
Oh.
Hey, I have one of these in my hand. So you'd want something that looks exactly like a roach that you can put on your. The collar of your denim jacket?
No, not at all.
Where would you wear that? What occasion?
Nowhere.
What place? Where would you show up with La Broche attached to
your
lapel?
Job at the dispensary?
I don't know. It just looks like you fell asleep and that was stuck to your clothes from the night before.
$15 on Etsy. It can be yours. Gold leaf patient journal. I don't understand the concept of a patient journal. What is that?
Remembering how different strains compared to others can be a little difficult to recall. But this handy journal can help connoisseurs keep track of their tasting notes.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
It's like a
I don't know anyone who's taken
weed
notes.
Weed buck slips?
Right. Pretty much you just know your sources, right?
Yeah. I don't know if I'd want to do
that. We also come from an era where... can't exactly be picky. I mean, now you can have your selection, but generally, you're not going to go home with something that's going to be subpar.
Number 8, Sirena weed perfume.
Weed perfume?
For that person who really, really likes the smell of weed.
It does not. It smells like...
Cannabis for men?
Cannabis.
You know what's interesting about this is that they ripped off Nagel. For the art, you know, the guy who did like the Duran Duran cover.
Oh,
the
artist, yeah.
Very
Crystal
stylized,
shirts.
White skin, black hair, looking like the chicks in the Addicted to Love video. They also has a bit of Art Nouveau feel to it as well. It's interesting artwork.
So, number 9 looks dumb.
Yeah.
I don't know why you'd... But wait a minute.
Nobody wears a watch anymore.
Perfume that makes you smell like you smoked weed? Or that it makes you smell like you have unsmoked weed on you?
Yeah.
I don't know if either of those are preferable. I mean, if you want perfume that experience,
just get you patted down.
You can just do it. If you don't give a fuck about smelling like weed, you would just smell like weed because you smoked weed, right?
Yeah.
You would not put on other perfume. You wouldn't. So if you're a weed smoker, right, you're not going to put this on because then you'd just be doubling up on what you already have on you. And if you're non-weed smoker, you're not going to put this on because you don't want to smell like something that you didn't do.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's a fairly limited market here of insane people, I would think.
Yeah, I wouldn't spend the money for that.
Well, they are high.
Yeah.
Number 9.
Seems like more like a gay gift. What is this?
What is this, like your fucking like Medicare bracelet?
Wait, a stealthy weed watch. I see the back of it.
Yeah, that's what it says, like your Medicare. So if you pass out at a party, somebody will know, oh, it's cool, this guy smokes.
$55 for a very traditional looking, but purchased from Sears, watch with a leather band and is that wood? That whole thing is wood.
Yep.
Around what? I don't know what you call that part around the face.
The bezel?
The bezel? Is that what you call it?
I'm taking a shot in the dark.
Okay, I like it.
Making shit up.
The bezel.
It's part of a watch. I just don't know where it goes.
But when you flip it over, it's got a weed plant and it says, smoke weed.
Yeah, the wood.
So, and nobody knows.
Smoke it.
You can wear that to work and be like, I'm sticking it to the man. I just got to get those TPC reports. This looks more practical. Number 10, the Puffco Plus. Mashable says it's like having a dab rig in your pocket.
Oh, that's pretty sweet. It's kind of a different theory on
it. And it does look like maybe just a pen. I don't know. They don't show the whole thing. It's in the guy's hand. But it looks like if it fell out of your pocket, it wouldn't be weird if it happened in front of your boss.
Right? It's a big ink pen.
Right.
Or fountain pen.
$70 and looks like kind of a wax hitting one hitter. You just looks like you have to load it.
Yeah.
Like the nicer ones you can just pack full of a bunch of wax and hit it at your leisure. This you would have to pack it one at a time, hence the one hitter designation that I gave it. Oh. New Christmas shopping season, new PAX model.
Yep.
The PAX 3. What's this one?
Does it have a built-in radio?
Does it have an app?
Oh, I'm sure it has an app.
Well, fuck you. Talk all the shit you want about it. Can handle flour and concentrates.
Oh, no. I
know.
I have to get one of these. How have I not already owned one of these?
This is the preferred method of smoking for people who have HBO, Netflix, or Showtime shows.
Ah. It says it's the iPhone of vapes.
It is.
Ooh.
Oh, come on. Like, that's part of how the iPhone dominated the world, is because they just put them into everybody's hands in the movies. Like,
well, yeah, the Beats. I mean, in the Defiant ones.
Yeah.
That's how they... Jimmy Iovine was, you know, make sure you get a picture with the headphones.
Everybody had to get a picture with the headphones.
Yeah.
Here's another one. The Silver Stick One Hitter.
Silver Stick.
What is this? It kind of looks similar to the last thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is a little $25 for flour, it looks like. That was my name on the streets, too.
Flour?
$25 for flour.
No. Damn, $200 for a vape? Jesus Christ.
I don't know. That looks worth it.
X, I guess.
I don't know. It all depends on if this is fairly maintenance-free, then that's totally worth it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had a PAX before. I have the original PAX, and it worked out pretty well for a while.
Yeah, use it all the time.
Yeah, it worked out for a while. I didn't mind
I've never seen you.
It never looks like when I see them do it on TV, it never looks like they're getting a big hit off of it.
Right. That's the difference between the vape and, you know, vaping flower versus smoking it.
You're still, it's not burning the flour inside the packs at any point, even if you pack the flour.
Yeah.
It heats it so that the THC burns off of it.
Yeah, the crystals give off the smoke, the vapor.
Any personal Christmas wishes?
I want a new bong.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What happened to your bong?
Nothing. I just want a new one. I'm a collector.
That one's old.
I'm a connoisseur, yes.
Old and busted.
Want some new glass. That would be sweet. Or I really seen this one thing where you could, when you're going to clean your pieces, like your bong, you want to clean it.
Yeah. Like the stem or the
whole body? Well, the whole piece, the whole body, yeah. And you can buy these silicone caps that go on the top and the mouthpiece and the down stem hole.
Oh, so and shake it up?
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about it spilling everywhere.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah, it's. I think the company's name is Resolution.
I'd end up like throwing it into my TV, though.
Yeah,
shaking yeah. it so hard.
When you do, yeah, when you don't have the fall, you know, thought of spilling it anywhere, you can definitely get shaken pretty vigorously.
A Christmas wish of Jeff Sessions dying in a crazy Christmas accident.
Oh, come on now!
Christmas tree Jesus. Falls on him.
Wow,
death is kind of a severe thing to wish on somebody.
It's pretty wild, man.
A near-death experience where he's visited by
three spirits.
By three spirits, yeah. They're all weed smokers from different generations.
Yeah. I'm the pot smoker from future.
It's some douchebag with a pack.
It's just a pill.
He's like, oh, yeah.
Right.
That's all I do now is just pop a pill, and it lasts for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
What?
What?
I would like that.
I have to go find somewhere to sit down because I'm not going to be able to walk in a half an hour. Yeah.
For 12 hours, you can't walk.
Pot smokers pass. It's Willie Nelson.
Yeah. So they're trying to get a nickel
pot bag. Smoker present. Some guy with a beard from Portland.
Yeah. Or Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the bone from the past?
Willie.
Oh, yeah.
Ghost of smokers pass.
But he's alive.
He just
does that even makes it even more hilarious.
No, you'd have to pick, like, I don't know, some minority. Like black people in the 20s. It'd be a black dude in the 20s that was like persecuted.
Or a jazz musician.
Right, there you go.
Hey.
Yeah, a jazz musician.
Duke Ellington.
Life ruined.
Yeah, Christmas.
So you don't have like any Christmas movies you like to watch when they're on? Uh-huh. Like you don't at least get into Scrooged when they toss it on?
Maybe. But even that gets too sappy for me.
Well, it has to at some point. It's a fucking Christmas movie.
I know.
I like the one with Arnold.
Jingle all the way.
Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on
Give me
sleigh.
The doll. Isn't that what that whole thing's
yeah,
about?
Yeah, basically trying to get this doll. And he ends up dressed up like it in a parade. It's fucking crazy. Tom Arnold's in it, I believe.
Oh, That's yeah. Right.
Jingle all the way.
Yeah.
Tom Arnold's in all those crazy movies.
I didn't see that movie.
You didn't miss much.
Well, he was supposed to be undercover?
No, he's trying to get a toy for his kid for Christmas.
That's it?
It's just a crazy fucking...
He didn't play a cop?
No, he's not a cop. I don't think he is.
Isn't that where he said that?
I'm a cop, you idiot.
No, that's from Kindergarten Cop.
No. I think, there's a lot of...
Look at the trailer.
There's a lot of quotes that people throw around from Schwarzenegger, but mostly it's Kindergarten Cop. And fucking I'll be back.
Quiet.
Terminator.
I hear something from... I want to ask you a bunch of questions. And I want to have them answered
Conan
immediately.
Conan, too.
A lot of drops from Conan.
Some I hear. I mean,
there's
like,
one toy everyone
yeah,
has to have.
Turbo Man.
Getting it is every child's dream.
Oh, that looks like Ultraman.
See, Chris, I want that job. I want that guy's voice. Is this in a world.
Nightmare. Hey, who's his wife?
Look at that toy. I promise.
Whoa! Nothing like waiting till...
Oh, look at that. Phil Hartman.
Oh, Phil.
Oh, Phil.
Christmas Eve. Sinbad?
No, that's Damon Wayans. No, that's Sinbad, actually.
I couldn't see. It's too blurry.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, this is Sinbad.
Where's your Christmas spirit?
The last one just left.
No.
That's Chris Parnell.
Yeah, that's totally Chris Parnell.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Love how RC car made him slip and fall. And
was this like Home Alone?
Yeah, it's like, I think it was from the people that made Home Alone, actually.
It totally looks like that.
Hey, those kids in the hall of Kevin McDonald.
It hits a cop's motorcycle.
Too much to make a child's Christmas magical. Hey, buddy.
attacked by a reindeer?
Yeah.
Sets his house on fire?
From the director of Mrs. Doubtfire.
You want a turbo man for
there
Christmas?
There you go.
Forget it. I'm not going to sit in your lap.
Tony, show me. That was taken this morning.
And from the director of the Flintstones.
Don't open that up. No.
Of course, there's some assembly required.
You know what you guys are? Nothing but a bunch of sleazy con men in red suits.
Red suits.
They're making fake. Sinbad. Wait a minute.
Yeah, it was a full factory of Santas.
He fights a bunch of Santas that are making fake toys in the basement of a mall.
Yes.
Yes.
Why?
And he punched an elf. So this is pre-2000, right?
Yes.
I think that's where it didn't. Wasn't that the reckoning for elf punching?
They punched around 2000. A reindeer. He even punches a reindeer.
Well, he punches a reindeer.
Became a serious yeah. actor.
Yeah, come on. He's not saying
that. Yeah. There you go, dude.
It's a Christmas...
No, okay, so...
You don't give Christmas Vacation a spin just Christmas at least once a year.
Christmas Vacation that. And Elf. That's Christmas what I was going to say. Those are actually the only two that I really, truly enjoy.
Yeah, Elf
Christmas,
as well.
Christmas Vacation is mostly nostalgia. It's not as good as Vacation. Elf is legitimately funny and right. good movie, and I will watch that every year.
And it's good for kids, too, which I've, is, I would
my
say.
Kids went... We went through a phase where we would just watch it all year round.
Nice.
That was like the go-to movie.
I love that.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Yeah.
I'm debating whether I'm going to let my daughter watch Get Out. I think she'd actually really enjoy it.
That is a good movie.
I finally watched that.
Oh, yeah? What'd you think?
Yeah. It's because it's been on HBO, and I'm like, all right, fine. Like, everyone says this movie's amazing.
It's pretty damn good.
And, yeah, it was. I mean, it's been out long enough. It's fucking in full rotation on HBO now, so I think we can talk spoilers.
What is it?
Get Out.
Get Out by Jordan Peele.
What kind of movie? Oh.
It's a twisted kind of horror flick.
Yeah, that's why.
It's not horror, right?
Suspense.
It's suspense, yeah. right?
Not horror.
It's kind of hard to classify it without spoiling it, almost.
Right.
Oh, is that the...
Well, this was... Guess Who's Coming to Dinner for the Modern Age is the setup of it.
There's right.
white girl brings home yeah, black dude yeah. to the family. But it's okay because the white family, they're
cool.
They're total liberals, you know, Obama voters, very vocal about it.
I know
but something's wrong. About. And Catherine Keener starts stirring her tea.
Yeah.
My coffee cup has a little bit of texture in it. And now when I stir my sugar into my tea, I think I get like a little chill down my spine and thinking about Catherine Keener
put
staring
yourself
me
in
down
a self-induced coma
and just stirring the tea slowly. I think Catherine Keener.
I don't know what the fuck you just said, Luke.
Catherine yeah. Keener's always been great. Well, you know who Catherine Keener is?
I do.
You've seen it? Okay. I'm trying to think, like she's the
love interest in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
There you go. That's right. I was like, I knew there was one big movie that she did that everyone
being
knew her
John
from.
Malkovich.
Being John Malkovich was.
Wasn't she
was
also in
role.
Fucking the Bjork movie?
Bjork.
Oh my God.
Dancer in the Dark.
Oh fuck, man.
Bjork.
That's a brutal ass movie.
I used to see things.
That is a very brutal movie. No, yeah, Catherine Keener was really great in that, and kind of, well, I don't know, everybody did a decent job. What's her name? The chick from Girls that played the temptress? Allison, isn't it? Is that her name?
Not familiar with this character you speak of.
The white girl in the picture, Get Out, that's dating the
oh,
black
okay,
guy.
I don't, yeah, I didn't really catch her name. But yeah, she was pretty damn good in it.
Yeah, her turn was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she knew that she was just trying to stall, right? And
right.
so she had to stay in character. And we knew, and the main character knew that she was in on it. But that moment when she was just like, you know, I can't do that. Like, we finally see her break from her, you know, perfect girlfriend character.
Right.
And then the phone call from the best friend that she talks to on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Where she's all freaking out, but you see her on her end, and she's, like, stone-faced.
Racist.
What'd I say?
Said stone-faced.
Premise of everything you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it is, because it's crazy. You think that there's just some kind of creepy racist shit going on. And it is racist, but that's just the top that's just the top layer of what's going on.
Yeah, it's a pretty fucked up story.
It's literally a body swap story. And Jordan Peele is going to... he's been greenlit to do a Twilight Zone reboot show.
Mm.
That's nice. Going to be awesome. Because that fucking movie was a feature-length Twilight Zone episode.
Fudge.
Yeah. Fudge.
Wasn't he that guy?
Yeah. He's.
What else did I watch? I watched Guardians of the Galaxy 2 again.
Yeah, I saw that just came out on Netflix.
And I got to say, man, I've watched Logan a few times. I've watched Guardians of the Galaxy a few times now. Those are two contenders for top genre movie of the year in my book.
Yeah, I actually cried at the end of the second one when Yondu's funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty damn good.
Like, Logan's death is good.
Yeah.
But Yondu's death is better.
Way better.
And I think that...
Yeah, I recall getting choked up.
Yeah,
that I was like... the movie.
Damn it.
Actually, I think I'd cried.
And I hadn't thought about it until you brought that up, though, Rob. But I think that is the deciding factor, because they're both really good movies.
Then I remember thinking, am I crying at the movie that I'm crying at?
And
yeah.
they suffer from what so many movies, especially genre films, suffer from, which is a weak second act, where things go a little sideways story-wise. And maybe it's, you know, just wanting to pad out for time because we have to have, like, 2+ hour movies now.
Right.
But I think the Guardians of the Galaxy also makes better use of its time. It keeps a tighter story going, manages to weave everything together. It's handling way more characters than Logan is, and doing it successfully. So I have to say, Guardians 2, that's got to be the movie of the year for me.
Damn.
Well,
it's Logan coming up a second in the rear end.
No. At the time of recording this, none of us have seen The Last Jedi yet.
That's true. I have my tickets for tomorrow. Yeah. I wish I would have seen it already.
I have a deadline of by the next time we record.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I don't plan on seeing it.
So far, reviews have been
I'm with you. Send people your torrents to the Weezy Podcast, ChrisMedia.net, so Rob can see it.
Yeah.
I know that people have been, reviewers have been talking it up. More independent people that aren't doing official reviews, like people on podcasts that I've listened to, have been talking about it being not that great. A lot of weird stuff going on, and that it's been overhyped.
Yes, so I've heard that too.
It's going to land somewhere in the middle for me.
And I heard the secret actor in it already.
I didn't know there
I've been avoiding the internet.
Oh, wait, unless it was Laura Dern. Okay, then don't say anything.
I won't. I found it by accident, and I was letting my YouTube videos run. There was a spoiler review.
I'm excited to see it, yes, but I have to see it this weekend, or else I'm going to have to just shut down my Twitter account and stop going to any comic book site.
Yeah, probably a good idea for a while.
Yeah, because it's just all I do is now, I just look at the pictures. If the picture has anybody from Star Wars in it, I just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not interneting until I see it.
I'm not interneting.
I'm not scrolling down. I'm not trying to read anything on social media.
I'm not trying to do what everyone thinks I'm going to do. Just freep out. I'm
trying to put myself in a Star Wars bubble until I see that motherfucker.
Right, because the spoilers are... That's most of what we have here. You know, we're going for the experience. And part of that is being the surprise reveals. This is clearly not going to be some drastic, revamp of the Star Wars story that is going to blow people's minds.
Hmm.
It's going to be a traditional Star Wars story. So.
Yeah, but didn't you say by the end of this trilogy, isn't the sun setting on the Skywalker storyline with this trilogy?
The next movie in this trilogy. This would be the second of them. It's not going to be. We're going to get a fucking Obi-Wan Kenobi movie and...
Like a standalone?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep, Ewan McGregor movie. They're looking at Boba Fett.
He's going to be as old as Alec Guinness by the time they finally make it.
Han Solo. I mean, these are all... I know they're not Skywalkers, but they're all part of the same story. This is part of the Skywalker epic.
The epic saga.
You could say.
Wow. But see that too often.
I think the positive thing is that nobody's got any complaints about the way the movie looks and feels.
Mm-hmm.
And with that in mind, I think I'm really excited to see what Rian Johnson does with his own trilogy once he's freed up to not... I mean, his hands are kind of tied going into this movie, right? He has to continue not only an epic going back decades, but he has to directly continue what happened in the last movie.
Right.
There's definitely plot points that he's tied to resolving in some fashion. If he gets to start from the ground up, I think he could be it could be much more interesting than just another retread Star Wars reboot. If it follows the original trilogy, though, then this will at least be better than the last one, in my mind, because Empire was the better movie.
Yeah, that was a pretty damn good movie. That's probably my favorite of the original.
The Ewoks weren't your shit, dude.
Nope.
What is this?
Yo!
Oh, yeah.
What drugs are you on?
Well, we're smoking something called peyote cookies.
What? This is peyote?
Yes.
Did you see the size of that chicken?
But this is a very unique strain here. It comes from Barney Farms and was created by crossing Peyote Purple and Barney's Famous Cookie Kush. It was developed through detailed selection and back-crossing process that helped isolate the very best qualities of both parent strains, resulting in a vigorous hybrid flower that is easy to grow and pleasurable to consume. Well, I enjoy all weed. The flowering plant displays a dazzling ruby red and purple complexion, coupled with delicious flavors of guava, vanilla, coffee, and earth. The strain is also mold and mildew resistant and grows superbly in indoor and outdoor. That's kind of interesting. But the top five effects of this strain is happy, euphoric, creative, relaxed, and hungry. And
No hallucinations?
No hallucinations, unfortunately, but it is a great help for stress and headaches. So, you know, if you got any issues, also depression, insomnia, and
head
pain.
Head issues,
yeah.
Yeah, I got head issues.
You gonna go upstairs and see a naked Indian?
Yes.
What?
You might. But, okay. Yeah, it's a delicious strain. I like it. I would smoke it on a regular basis if I could.
We have been tonight.
Yeah.
Son.
I'm enjoying it.
Did you have a song?
I had the song that I've been listening to, like, recently.
What's this guy's name again?
Lyrics Born.
That's what. I thought it was...
And the name of the song is Calling Out.
Oh, look. It's a top hit on the Google Music.
Yeah, this song I found through listening to playlists on Spotify, and it gets me hype, ready to smoke and relax. It's kind of like a warm-up.
This guy's from Japan? Or is he American? He's...
I don't know a whole lot about the guy.
Formerly Asia-born. Lived in Tokyo, Salt Lake City, and then Berkeley, California. Diverse.
It's very funky. Kind of like a throwback hit.
This guy was doing shit back in the day on Quantum Records or Quantum Projects. People see my name is Lyrics Born, baby, can I truly mean it? From the past, from the future, from the new and recent. You don't believe me. I knew it. I fucking knew it. When you brought him up before, I was like, I know that name. This guy was on Blackalicious. He was on Blazing Arrow and Melodica.
I don't know what those are.
Blackalicious is... He's great. The album Blazing Arrow is really good by Blackalicious. It's a duo. This is nice. Has that P-Funk style.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a little bit West Side, but it's a little bit like backpack rap too.
Yeah, that's what reminded me of a lot of mixed beats.
Is he producing all this shit? He's rapper and producer on all this shit. He's a one-man army.
Crack semen.
Quantum Projects was the label that Black Delicious was on. They were from Sacramento. It was rapper Gift of Gab and DJ producer Chief XL. What year was this produced?
2008.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
I like it. Start to finish, just smooth.
That's going into my Google Music. Thanks for the tip, Rob.
No problem.
Lyrics Born.
No, wait, that was...
Lyrics Born.
2003.
Damn. That's what attracts me nowadays, music. Different sounds, like trying to make a different, you know, like trying to recreate a similar sound, like a Motown or, you know, funk.
Have you heard any of the new Eminem?
Yeah, I listened to the newest Untouchable song, and have you heard that?
I don't like the one Walking on Water song. Is that the one?
What is it? Cheech and Chong. He uses the Cheech and Chong song for the Untouchable. What? Yeah. In this Untouchable. Yeah, pull it up, Chris. Untouchable.
Wait a minute. What's going on?
He uses the Cheech and Chong song, Rockstar. Want to live like a rockstar? He's like, I don't care what you say. I want to live like a rockstar. Yeah, he uses this song. In the first part, it's really good. I like.
He samples it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll hear it.
I heard an interview on him on NPR on the way here. And they played some selections. Black boy, it's like,
black boy, here you go. Gonna lie to you. Hear it?
This is the fucking Atlas Bowie.
Yeah.
Song.
Coming from the dope. Atlas Bowie.
Now this,
he's been using somebody the last couple albums who's been making beats out of rock songs,
yeah,
which I've dug.
Yeah. Like it's Billy Squire.
But you know the sounds like, I mean, he used to do mixtapes of shit where like he would lift AC/DC beats and other shit that he couldn't easily clear. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like goof remixes,
there you go.
You know, so... When he was before the Marshall Mathers album came out, he was selling like promo copies of stuff that he just swapped the beats out on, and so he could just make money on the side, basically screw the record label. And then, this is what it sounds like. I mean, some good shit on there. It sounds like an old mashup.
A song with Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran's got a 007 song locked and ready to go just in case, and I'm like, yeah, you can hold on to that. I don't need your fucking 00. There's nothing sexy about Ed Sheeran. I mean, I don't know. I'm not into guys, so maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I have no idea on that.
Well, that song has the most promise out of any of them that I've heard.
Yeah, that Walk on Water.
I mean, that song, yeah, don't even play that, because that's just a total bummer of a song.
Yeah, it's a piece of shit.
There are some more interesting things that I heard on the clips, but you know, all I heard was what they could play on NPR. So that's not much of the album, I would imagine.
M fell off. He's to be broken, poor, addicted to drugs again.
I don't know about all that, but
yeah. To me, his best music. Whatever headspace he was in when he made the Marshall Mathers LP, he should get back into that headspace. Although he'd probably be dead.
I don't think that what he's talking about or his style hasn't really changed much. It's just the producers that he's working with.
So he needs Dre?
He needs Dre.
Oh. So you're saying that perhaps Eminem has...
I think he has.
Oh, it's instrumental. Maybe Dre forgot about him. He's too busy selling headphones.
I don't know. I mean, it's not like they were a team, a duo. They worked really well together.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you can expect them to always work together. But I think there's no doubt that's when both of them were doing a lot of their best work. It's when they were when they were working together.
This is just the instrumental.
Yeah, this is just for like NPR bumps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give him some street cred.
You're listening to All Things Considered.
Yeah.
Coming up next, The Show with Chris Steele. That's what they call the show now. Because
up next, more pretentious white people tell you how to live your life.
Because, what's his nuts from the Prairie Home Companion touched a girl on her bare back.
Yes.
And so they had to change the name of Chris Thiel's show from a Prairie Home Companion to The Show with Chris Thiel. Because that's probably what people were calling it anyway. You know.
The Show.
The show with Chris Thiel. You mean a Prairie Home Companion? No, that's the one that other guy does, you know.
Yeah. Who is that?
Garrison.
Oh, that back toucher.
Back, you know, that guy, Harrison...
Ford?
Harrison Ford. No, that's the guy from Star Wars. It's Harrison something. Harrison Keener? Maybe it was Catherine Keener.
Rumpelstiltskin?
Yeah, Rumpelstiltskin.
What that guy did was so bad he changed the name of somebody else's show. It's not even his show anymore. I mean, what if it comes out that there's some allegation against, what's his name? David Letterman.
Letterman.
Let's say David Letterman gets into some scandal and they're like, we can't call it The Late Show anymore.
That show.
We got to change the name of it.
That Show at Night.
That Show at Night. Yeah. With that dude.
With that guy. With the space in his teeth.
You have a belly button? Well, we all have belly buttons. You know what? We all love Yoo-Hoo. Especially Yoo-Hoo with a little rum.
You what?
You don't know what rum is.
Rumpelstiltskin?
Yeah.
Rumpelstiltskin's a good man. So are you guys. Hey, stay clean. Stay focused. Stay strong. Frankenstein, have fun with your friends.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, Rumpelstiltskin.
Jeff Sessions, according to Politico, isn't giving up on weed. He's doubling down.
What, on smoking it?
I didn't know he had given up on it. I thought he was just kind of distracted.
Yeah, other things.
Yeah, and hating his boss and avoiding being prosecuted for a crime. Typical shit.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not giving up? Is he never letting us down either?
Is he ever going to pull around and deserve us?
He was asked by Senator Pat Leahy, would you use our federal resources to investigate and prosecute sick people who are using marijuana in accordance with their state laws, even though it might violate federal laws? Sessions replied, I won't commit to never enforcing federal law, Senator Leahy.
Jim Leahy?
Okay. That's a valid statement. His job is to uphold the law of the U.S., right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he is in a pickle, but what else does he have to say about this? He's suppressing a little smirk, it's noted here, when he says it. That's
requested this music when we read the story.
Why?
This is how he feels about cutting down on weed. Never giving up.
But that's it? I mean, did he go? Did they question him further? That they let him off with that answer? The Chronic is 25 years old.
Damn it.
And you're older. Oh. Because y'all remember when it came out.
Sure do. I would be in the 8th grade.
I've confessed to being more of a 2001 fan, but yes. This is the classic album that everyone was waiting for.
2001 is not better than this.
It kind of is. Like production, really? Like production-wise, it's totally
that's
better.
That's true.
I don't care.
Both are equally as good when it comes to songs, rhymes, all that stuff. But sonically, 2001's a better album, so it has to win.
I disagree with you.
I understand. So I know you got your dick on hard from fucking your road. Have a glass of grape soda and shut the fuck up.
I was about to say that.
Okay, bullet. Check your
ass, nigga. Racist.
The grape drink.
Undescribed grape drink.
So good.
Fucking me, now I'm fucking you, little hoe.
Oh. Don't think I forgot. Let you
fly. Let me ride. So, I mean, 25 years ago,
the album Snoop Dogg wrote.
I was listening to, like, shoegaze shit, and
I was 10.
Might have been going to raves. What year is this again?
92. Nine deuce.
Oh, 92? No, I was still in high school.
8th grade.
I was a goody good.
Like a mug.
I didn't do anything in high school. I didn't smoke, didn't drink. What did I do? But I was listening to some shoegaze ass music. Put down the candy and let the little boy go. You know what I'm saying? Funk motherfucker. Bow wow wow. Also, the only hip hop that I was listening to is Tribe and De La. Also, you know, I have to say I'm biased because I'm much more of a fan of Eminem than I am Snoop Dogg. So, of course, I'm going to like 2001 better. Snoop Dogg was all over The Chronic. Eminem's all over 2001.
And I think that's why I don't like 2001.
You're not as much of a fan?
He doesn't like Eminem at all, I thought.
No, he's all right. I've seen him.
You think
I went and saw Snoop's him. He better. Was amazing, but at that point, I think Snoop was better.
Snoop is like taking over the fucking world, man.
Yeah, he's got...
Like, what the fuck?
He's got a game show now.
Game show? Damn.
You didn't know that?
Don't piss on the dog.
He's a game show host.
Yeah, he's fucking white people famous now.
He has been for a long time.
Yeah, he's doing the Joker's Wild.
What's the Joker's Wild? Is that the...
Wasn't that Whammy?
No. Gang show. Joker! I was thinking it was the higher lower, but that's Card Sharks. Did they make this up or did they reboot it? For a chance to win $25,000.
12. I think it's the amygdala.
You said that better than he did.
I don't.
I'm gonna take you with me when I go to my spelling bee. Can you show me what you're twerking with?
Boy, hello, such
guy. 420. Yeah, I don't know this. 420. Presents the Joker's Wild. Premieres October. They have like cards. It looks like they can reveal cards, man. That definitely wasn't. I don't remember ever seeing that show.
Up next, we can learn the rules.
Nice.
You know what?
Fine. I mean, I've already asked.
Better than winning a whole lot of money. Not a damn thing.
Not a damn thing.
He comes out with a drink.
Tonight, somebody might walk in here with $25,000 in a real way.
We're going to start it off like this. Each spin is a gamble, and those categories can pop up in any combination.
Who does?
Every category is Jews? Worth $100.
Two of a kind. So it's a quiz show that you spin for?
Three of a kind gets you $300, and three jokers could get you fucked.
You're playing a slot machine.
Nice.
Money is king in my casino, because the player with the most cash goes to the bonus round.
Yeah, I think you made all this up.
No, this is old show. This is a reboot.
Bob, you ever seen this?
Yeah. The Joker's Wild.
Really?
It was back in the early or late 70s.
Come on,
I saw it on the Game Show Network.
How did I miss that shit?
Yeah, you get,
I thought I seen them all.
But you get a canned card, you know, what do you call it? this one's different. It's a slot.
I would think so. I didn't have the It was more like a card game.
Yeah, he actually dealt cards to the contestants.
Right. Card Sharks was my shit. I remember Card Sharks. You remember that one where they had the big cards that they would reveal? And they'd have to say if the next card was going to be higher or lower.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, the best one was you get a streak going.
Yeah, I love that show.
I forget what you call that. There's an actual name for that game that you can play. You never done that?
What?
It's real simple. You just shuffle a deck. Flip over a card one
that's
at a
war.
Time.
Yeah. War.
No, not war.
That's the way I played it. The higher card won.
No. That's not what I'm saying. I deal out. You just say if it's higher or lower, the next card up.
Oh, okay. So it's just a guessing
right?
game.
So if I throw down a king, you're like, oh, it's going to be lower. Right. And then I throw down an eight, and you're like, oh, fuck. Maybe it's lower, maybe it's higher.
Right.
And if you get a streak for every time that you get it right.
Yeah, I got the gist.
you bet on it each time.
Okay.
You bet on it each time.
But I don't think any casino has ever done that.
No, that's not a casino game. That's a more like back alley game.
Oh, okay.
The Joker's Wild from 1980.
That's what it did.
That guy looks fucking...
Guy looks like 1980 for sure.
Yeah.
They say he goes through about a fifth of gin a day.
That was back when they only let adults on TV.
Yeah, you could smoke on TV.
Then all of a sudden the kids started taking over everywhere.
Joker's Wild, 1980, closing credits.
Congratulations, and also an opportunity to take a little rest. Because
those glasses are huge. Those are back in style now.
She is 1980.
Is that Barb from Stranger Things?
It's kind of cute, though. Oh, you're right. She's a school teacher?
Yeah.
She kind of looks like Maggie Gyllenhaal. We'll introduce you to the next player, and you'll be off to play another game. Thanks for being with us, and thank you. She's a very handsome woman.
Thank you.
Very handsome woman. Nice. Nice fro on that guy in the audience.
Edge.
Back when red and blue was a really good color combination for your outfits. Like, I'm going to wear the bright red romper with the blue shirt underneath it. It's like we had just discovered color.
Yeah.
Bizodal? How many birth defects did that thing cause to get pulled off the market? What was that for?
Bison pills. I don't know.
Bison pills.
Well, also
for headaches,
show.
May cause web feet syndrome.
I'm sorry.
Got the fucking cable off. What's that on? Shit, I'm making. Hey, bring me something to drink. Yeah, the motherfucking crazy horse to do. Out of work.
What are we doing? What is this?
Oh, shit. What the fuck is this?
Yeah. What? I don't. Should
it's
I know
chronic.
This?
Yeah.
Oh.
$20 sack, weed sack pyramid.
Ow.
Hey, motherfuckers. Welcome back to the $20 sack pyramid. I'm your host, motherfucking OG Henny Loke. And we're back with our two final contestants, Duck Motherfucking Mouth and Bootney Lee Farnsworth. They'll be playing for a $20 sack of Endo and a $35 gift certificate to the Compton Swap Meet. Yeah. All right, y'all bitches got 30 seconds to answer five motherfucking questions. Lonnie, you ready with that clock? We'll let the games begin.
All right, man. We got to do that shit, man.
Hell yeah, man.
We can do that shit
the
right
whole
now.
Neighborhood watching.
We got to do that
watching.
Shit right now. Okay, you ready?
Hell yeah, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Come
you
on.
Ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's go. Endo. Cabby. Buddha.
Shit I used to say.
Hocus pocus.
Oh, things that people smoke.
Right, that's it again. fuck me in the ass. step to me and let me suck your dick.
Things that Tim Dog was saying.
Yeah, that's it right there.
I mean,
here we are. DCRs, TVs and shit. All them socks and shit. All that box in your room and shit.
Shit, I came up on loot.
That's it right here. Kimbo.
Nice.
Shit.
Bad bitches. Halle Berry.
Bad bitches.
Yo, Annie Clarice.
Oh, bitches, I'm on the fuck.
That's it right there.
Come over here, we have this
I know Doc. Drake gonna do my music and shit. Snoop and me be going to the swap meet.
Oh, I know that one. Things that niggas be saying to get the pussy.
That's it. It's all right there, baby. Give my wig. give my $35 to go to the motherfucking swap meet.
Alright, well, the Chronic's funnier then.
Duck, motherfucking.
That was fucking great. I never heard it.
Oh, yeah.
I've only heard like the hits off that album, so maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. This is a handy story. Cannabis at Christmas time. A primer for coping with relatives.
Go to another room and smoke.
Smoke before you go there.
Ignore them.
And you're done.
Just vape.
Here's some talking points in here. Like, communities are stronger and safer when more of its residents are employed and there are jobs that will stay in the state. And these are jobs that will stay in the state for pro-cannabis business. Yes. I actually saw on the billboard on the freeway on 94, just black background, white letters, states that have legalized marijuana have less opioid overdoses.
Nice. Priming the pump next year.
I think that's your best argument right there. I don't know. Are we still talking about opioid overdoses? Is that still a thing, or have we moved on yet?
Isn't it...
Unless opioids sexually abuse somebody.
Yeah.
Or lost an election somewhere.
Or somebody used an opioid to off the radar. Sexually harass somebody.
Maybe.
Cosby, looking at you.
Yeah, looking right at you, Bill.
We ain't forgot.
Unless opioids are going to take away your internet. I don't give a fuck.
Net neutrality?
More like net brutality, bro.
Yeah. Nice.
Net brutality.
They want to make America great again, like 2013. That's what they want.
Yeah.
Damn.
They want to take it back to the time where you downloaded everything for free on Napster.
Hell yeah. I'm down for that days.
I was still torrenting in 2013. Still stealing all the stuff. Downloading.
Yeah, I was about to say. Choose your words wisely. The stuff.
They call it streaming now.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know. The theory worked out. Once you made it easy to go legit, everyone started going legit.
Right.
When it was a pain in the ass to be legit, it was easier to steal it. More people stole it. Now it's just easier to be like,
right. I'll just pay a monthly fee.
I'll give you... Well, the thing is, if you keep it under $10, nobody cares.
Right.
Well, now Netflix is like,
$10.99? You better be bringing better stuff, Netflix.
It's still technically... Hey, I think they are.
I hope.
Actually, we'll see. We're going to see. There's a couple big features this year from Netflix.
Yeah, I want to see that Bright with Will Smith.
Is Christopher Plummer going to play Frank?
There's another one.
Final season of House of Cards.
Was it the Four Billboards movie? Was that the Netflix one that came out in theaters, but it's going to be eventually online?
Oh, with the woman from Fargo.
Frances McDormand.
Yeah.
Right, I think they put it in theaters first just so they could be considered for awards. Yep.
It does look watchable.
Right.
Frances McDormand is always watchable. I think she's amazing. I think she's like one of the best actors of our time.
Former cannabis advocate, Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson is great.
Bastard.
Oh, shit.
Smooth.
I don't have it again.
Huh?
It's somewhere in the computer, and I gotta find it. It's in my email somewhere.
Well, we thank you for listening.
All right, your new computer. You lost all your files.
Yeah, to rebuild my computer, in a sense.
Thanks for listening. Yeah. Catch us on Facebook.
Yeah. And on the Twitter, at the Weedsman 420. And on the gram.
The Weedsman Podcast.
Do it.
Do it. Go to our site.
Do it now.
Click through all the banners. Yes. Buy everything from Amazon. Yes. You can.
Buy your last minute. If you're Amazon Prime, you can still get it before Christmas.
Buy your bro a basket.
Yeah. Just do it.
Just do it. Just do it!
Yeah.
Like Nike's Shia. Shit. Oh, no. I was thinking like Shia.
Uh-oh.
And he does that. Just do it!
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Dude, what's up with that guy?
I don't know. He's a mixed bag, man.
Show's over.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Just stay high.
Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas.
Stay high.
Merry Christmas.
Stay high.
And Merry Christmas.
Oh, look at that. Oh, is that our Christmas present from Mikey B? He says goodbye. Doug just gets up.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.